Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Graham Seltzer.
This is him.
Okay, Graham, how are you doing today? This is Rick with Hoffenmaser. I think you just left an
Yeah.
inquiry on our website, and I think you're looking for a
I
solution
did.
for your road rally participants, if that's familiar.
Yep.
All
Yep.
right, so Graham, how's your day coming along today?
Pretty good.
All right, glad to hear that. So, Graham, I read the details you left for us. And I did have a good look at your website as well. That's RamblerRallies.com. I think the project is
Yep.
for the same business, right?
Correct.
Okay. So could you give me a bit more background? And, first of all, I think you're looking for a mobile application. And if that's the case, do you have any kind of wireframes or do you have any kind of documentation that is already ready and to pick off, or you want to start afresh?
No. So it's a mobile. I'm looking for a mobile application, basically. For these events now, what I do is I go into Google Maps and I build a custom route, dragging the route to roads that I want people to take, which I can then print turn-by-turn directions from. But there's no way to turn that into directions that people can then put load onto their phone and have their phone give them, regular turn-by-turn directions like you would if you just followed what Google wanted you to do. So I'm, looking to see if there's a way we can build an app that will allow me to create custom navigation directions, basically.
When you talk about Google Maps, and you talk about integrating that to your mobile app, because of course, even if you build a map in your mobile application, it's not going to be from scratch, right? So when you integrate Google
So either
Maps,
Google Maps or Mapbox or whoever, the easiest
exactly.
API to work with is.
So yeah, there are many different ways to customize it, and it's a the possibilities are almost endless. So it's safe to say that what you're trying to do it, and as far as I understand it, yeah, this is pretty much doable. And then when you talk about a mobile application that's going to be representing your organization, I think it's going to be doing much more than just that, right? Because there's probably going to be a schedule, just like you have on your website, for all the rallies that you're conducting, any kind of road trips. And then there's going to be a shop as well, because I think there's a shop on your website too. So, do you want to have an all-inclusive application, or is it just going to be for the directions purpose, like you mentioned?
I'd be interested in this all inclusive.
Right. So let's say, to start with, whatever you have on your website right now, in a mobile app format, and something that's scalable, so you could add something, more features in the future as your organization grows, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is it your first application, by the way, or have you done, do you have any other mobile applications? Do you have experience working with companies before?
No, this will be my first one.
Your first one, okay. Right. So let's try. First of all, there's going to be at least two different kinds of users on the application. One is going to be yourself on your team and your team that's going to be managing the application, because there's going to be users on the application that you'd want to moderate, and then the app is going to be editable as well, so you can manage the content and manage the schedule and the shop and everything, without having to get into the code or without having to have an in-house developer do it for you, right? So that said, we're looking for a back-end admin panel that's going to allow you to manage the application, and the front end, of course, is going to be for your organization's participants that you will be able to onboard by sending them an email via the back-end admin panel, so they can join the application. Now, just to try and paint a canvas in your head, what you're looking at is, as the app is downloaded from, say, the Android App Store, which is the Google Play Store, or from the Apple Store, the Apple App Store. I reckon you're looking for both the platforms, right? Right. Once they download the application on the phone, the next step, they see your splash screen with your logo. And I'm just trying to paint a canvas in your head, right? So, and once that's gone, they will be able to sign up for the first time and then be able to log in every time they come back to the application. And that way, you could also have some personalization features in the application as well, just to help them feel that they are in their own little space on the application. Just like when you go on Facebook, you have your own personal, you know, timeline, you have your own personal profile, and that's exactly why, you know, billions of people visit Facebook every day and they, you know, stay attached to it, right? So coming back to the personalization of the application, the first, after they log in, they will be able to review the whole schedule on, you know, the upcoming events and all the past events as well that have gone by. And I think we could have a, I think you hold sign-ups for people so they can, you know, sign up and they can enroll themselves for a particular rally or for a particular route trip as well, right?
Yep.
Right, so when they sign up for a particular schedule or for a particular rally and they show their interest in attending, that's when, you know, when they click on that particular route or that particular rally, they will be able to, you know, probably be able to become a part of a community of all the participants that are going to be going to that rally. And, you know, say it's 7 days later, they will be able to, you know, be able to connect with each other on the platform and be able to make purchases on the platform store as well. Now, do you want to collect some kind of payments through the platform as well, or how do you manage payments, or is
hold
there
on
any
one
payments
second.
Involved anyway?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't really have time to get in depth with all of this right now. Can we set up a call some other time?
Well, yeah, definitely. What times do you suggest? Should we keep it for sometime tomorrow?
No, I mean, this whole next, I've got an event next week. This whole next week, I'm just kind of crazy. Sometime after the 19th of May.
Sometime after the 19th, you said. All right. Well, let's do this, Graham. So I have your email, since you provided that when you send the inquiry on the website. What I'll do is I'll send you an introductory email from our site so you have our company profile. You can see what kind of projects we've done. And then I'll also attach an NDA if you would like to sign that, but that's entirely optional, right? And that way we'll be connected, and you can let me know in response to that email what time after 19th would you like to connect, right?
Okay.
Right, so I'll leave you an email. Meantime, I'll study your website as well. I have some details now, so I'll look at this with my internal team as well. Any other information you want to provide me or any questions off the top of your head you have right now before I let you go for the day?
No, that's probably pretty much it.
All right, then, Graham, I am you know, pleased to connect with you. I'll leave you an email, and we shall go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, looks like you're driving, so drive safe, and I'll connect with you later. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye now.